This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay!
Welcome to All Things Psychic.
Da-da-da. It's episode, like,
I don't even know.
What do you think?
I think we have to start a new season. Because we hit 13. I was going to 13, and I think we're exceeding that. So, anyway.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun, and we're excited because we're living through the Great Conjunction, and there is another conjunction on the 12th. So everyone get ready to shift into the fifth dimension. Have your DNA crystalline. We're not even sure what all of this means yet. We're trying to figure it out, but we're all here for you. So we're super excited because we got an email and a question from a listener, and we are ready to answer that question tonight. And Julie's gonna start off.
Oh my goodness, here we go. Okay, so our question is from a young woman named Brittany. She lives in South Florida. Hi Brittany,
we're
so grateful that you wrote into us.
Thank you for writing us.
So I'm gonna read the first part of the email and then we're gonna dissect it from there. Hey guys, I came across your podcast about 2 weeks ago. I've been listening to other podcasts like Erica Gabriel and James Van Prague, and after finishing those, I was on a search for more psychic stuff. That's how I came across your show. That, and I am currently finding myself in the middle of a spiritual awakening right now, and it is intense. I feel like it is the only thing I think about, and I just want answers. I want to know how to use my intuition, meditate, and all that good stuff, which I've never really done before. So just a little backstory. I'm 32 years old, originally from New Jersey, but currently residing in South Florida. About 6 years ago, I came down here to get clean and sober off of drugs. I have 3 years clean and sober now. Yay! But unfortunately, my son's father was not so lucky. He passed away about 4 months ago due to a drug overdose. My son Liam had just turned 3 on December 2nd, so I guess what I'm looking for is some type of closure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I'm just going to scoot a little bit farther down. His father is having a really hard time with his death, and I'm trying to push him to see a psychic medium. I think it will bring him some peace. Long story short, he thinks psychics are ungodly. I cannot fault him for his beliefs, even if I think they are stupid. LOL. So I guess I'm asking for a reading or to bring some type of peace and closure to me and his family. I really appreciate you guys and what you're doing for the podcast, and I'll definitely be listening. Oh, that's so beautiful. Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany. So awesome.
Thank you for sending us a question.
Yes.
Yeah. Boy, there's a lot to unpack in a short amount of time. And first I want to say congratulations on being clean and sober during this time.
Mm-hmm.
That is a profound loss, what you experienced. And I do not want to minimize that for you and your son. When I kind of read into it, I was grateful. It was not a suicide. It was, you know, an accidental drug overdose. And, you know, he unfortunately couldn't take the path that you took with being clean and sober. And I think it really, that must have been so challenging for the both of you, because you continue and still continue to show the people around you what it looks like to be able to do that. And it, you know, it makes perfect sense that having a spiritual awakening during this time, it's like your cells have reformed, you know, you're cleaned up and you're much open to a higher vibration, for those reasons. And just kudos to you, you know, mm-hmm. It's just, you keep doing you, you're on the right path. And, there's a lot of different ways to practice your intuition. You can practice it as, just with being, you know, being the mom that you are and trusting your intuition, about your son's health or, you know, nutrition and listening and connecting to your own body for your own health and nutrition and when to move your body. All those parts come from intuition. And when they're shut down for so many years, it takes quite a while for them to open back up. So it's not something that you definitely want to pull the blankets off of you, you know,
yeah.
Be gentle with yourself. It's slow going. And I think we have, you know, information and in several of our episodes about different ways of practicing intuition. But I always feel like connecting with your body and connecting with, you know, like your son and what his needs are, and trusting your tummy, you know, your gut is its own brain, and it's going to tell you the next right thing to do. Mm-hmm. That goes as far as, you know, being gentle on yourself with, you know, around harsh chemicals and harsh people and situations. It's a time to just kind of pull back in and take it down a notch. You don't need to thrive on chaos anymore. That's not your lifestyle. And with this profound loss, there's going to be some emptiness around that. And you might find yourself wanting to dig up some chaos, or find chaos digging up around you, especially with his father and his family's grief. So I just, yeah. Oh
my God, that's really amazing. That's great, because, okay, so Julie always amazes me, because I read mine before the podcast, and I do it in my meditation room, and I write it down, I put out my questions, and we are paralleling a lot right now. So I'll share okay so Brittany, thank you so much. And I kind of broke your email out to your questions into four, which was one, closure with the loss of your partner, the father to Liam. Number two, just I wanted to look at your son and how his future will be. And then three was the father-in-law pushing him into some sort of healing. And then four was your spiritual awakening. So I'll just go through and tell you what I got. So, which is really cool, Julie, because it's kind of a lot. Like what you said, this is new for us, because we don't do it ahead of time. Okay, so closure with death of child's father. He did not mean to disappoint you. He is very sorry for this. He still hears your inspiring and uplifting words as the way out. You laid a clear path. He says the difference is he didn't feel it, and he could see that you did. It was in your heart. He says, do not be defeated, because I am gone. It is separate from your journey. So that's what I got. And then about your son, Liam, he still sees his father, so he is not 100% sure what everyone is so upset about. He sees his father as a leader, a warrior, and he will grow up with confidence, with his father's love and attention. he doesn't suffer his father's loss at a personal level of pain. He remains always connected to his father, starting right now. He trusts you in raising him no matter how many times you move. That's what I got there. Okay, as far as your father-in-law, he likes you and loves you for the same reason his son did. He sees why his son did. He can't do anything to help you on your personal journey except with moral support and money. He feels like he knows what it's like to be prompted to do something by a partner, and that window has passed for him in his own standing right now. So it's like he doesn't have any energy to go back and like try something new with you, you know? He's, that window has passed for him. And as far as spiritual awakening, I was just going to throw a few cards out. But Julie, if you have anything about the spiritual awakening part, because I don't
Well, definitely, you know, it's a personal journey. And I wanted to touch base on just, you know, the that you're, I know that you would like for your father-in-law to, you know, to see a psychic or to have some closure. Brittany, that's going to be a boundary that you're going to need to set with him, because he may continue to come to you with his grief, and you will be at different places. You know, sometimes your grief may be, may come together, but other times it's like you're going to be grieving at different levels and in different ways. You know, he lost a son and you lost a partner and the father to your son. So there may be, you know, where he's feeling sadness, you may be feeling anger, and it's like you have to set a boundary of, I'm not here to be the one to heal you just because I'm the one remaining and just because I'm the one that, you know, can offer nurturing. That boundary of really allowing him to find his own healing and being kind of firm around that. And I think when you talked about like the moving, like I could see you moving farther away from him.
Yeah.
For that reason.
I got the idea. Like, yeah, I saw like moving several times. But it doesn't like, affect your son.
No.
It's like the bond you have with your son, that's really strong.
And that's the most important bond to keep.
Yeah.
So just boundaries mm-hmm. with your father-in-law.
Yeah.
Or at least his dad.
Okay. And I just pulled some cards for you for your spiritual awakening. And you're definitely on a path to spiritual awakening. What I'm seeing is... don't take the hard path. Like, don't try to do a whole bunch of things that are brand new that you never heard anything about. Do something very close to you that's easy, that already makes you feel connected. And what I see that is the sun. Things that have to do in the sun. I'm seeing yoga in the sun, yoga on the beach, or like a whole bunch of things that have to do with the sun. And so go with the path of least resistance for that. Like, go with the things that are not hard, and they will get you to your spiritual awakening faster.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if it feels balanced within yourself, like, if it's not, like, you know, like, oh, God, I have to go to this reading tonight at a metaphysical bookstore with, you know, for a class that... is like something you're not interested in, like a sound bath or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I love sound baths, but you know, something you're not interested in, just skip it. Stick to what interests you and makes you feel whole and balanced.
Okay, so I'm just going to stop you right there, because you know what I keep seeing?
Okay, yeah.
What I keep seeing is, Brittany, like if you are pushing your son on a swing in a park, there's something like in that meditative,
the sun.
It, like in the sun, and it's super meditative because it's a continual rhythm.
Repetitive.
Yes, and it's like you almost zone out in that space. It brings you joy. it brings him joy, and you get in this kind of zone where then, I don't know, maybe you're going to receive a thought that you hadn't thought of before, or you're going to hear something, or someone's going to say something.
It will further like, your path.
And you're going to know, like a stranger can come up and be like, oh my gosh, oh, that's such a beautiful picture. Look at you pushing your son on the swing. I bet he looks just like his father. And you're going to just be
and
like,
it'll just be like,
holy
bing!
Bananas.
Yeah. Right? It'll hit you. And it'll be you'll like, get a tingle through your whole body.
And you're going to know.
And you'll know you're on your
that
path.
That he is connecting with you. He's letting you know, like, you're doing a great job, Britt, being such a good mom. You're going to receive messages yeah. and information. Wow, now it's like way popping through. I know, you see that?
She's going now, Britt. Look out. You really, got to get her going.
Yeah. And it's something simple. It doesn't cost anything. It's going to the park. It's free. It's pushing your son on a swing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in those moments that are there. It's so everyday. It's in the everyday moments that you're going to find spirituality.
Okay. And yeah, that's I read everything already, but I just have to go back over what I said in that your son doesn't know what the big deal is because he can still see his dad and he can still talk to his dad and he gets confidence from his dad all the time. Even though he grows up without his presence, he is getting that confidence all the time. He does not grow up feeling neglected at all. He gets it all. He gets a lot from you, but he always feels his dad's presence.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what I'm seeing. I don't know. With this, we just do what we can do to help. Psychically, so
it's more than that. It's like, well, you know, that's just what we're seeing. That is, you know, that's a really big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah. Do not minimize.
Yeah, okay.
Your gifts or your ability. I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that we can grasp on to any picture to help make a connection. What does this look like? You know, Brittany, I want to also say you're going to be given support, maybe from other guides or ascended masters, angels, but it looks more of like family with mundane chores, like the mundane chores of cleaning the house, doing the laundry, making sure your son has a bath, or, you know, all those mundane chores, you are going to be, you're going to be given a little extra strength this next year during those mundane chores. Because, it's recognized, all of the hard work that you're doing is being recognized.
Mm-hmm.
This is slow work. It's slow practice, I should say, not work. It's slow practice, Brittany, and
but
you have lots of support.
I see you have a clear heart and a clear vision toward what you want, and that is the pillar of your strength. And just stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as far as your father-in-law, I mean, I'm not reading right now, but I'm just saying that, just refocus on yourself. We can't change other people or try to force them into any kind of spiritual awakening. So, you know, when you're asking very hard for him to have closure, it's because you want closure. So the best thing you can do for the father-in-law is to be supportive and let him know that you love him and you care about him and you're always going to be in his life and you guys are a family. And, that's your starting point. You have to meet him at his starting point.
Mm. I was going to say also in Brittany, in your own practice, in your own healing, in your own belief system, things will start to change for you, and you know, his father will recognize that and see that. These aren't words that you can just tell someone if they're not in a belief system. But, you know, I want to say this. It's like similar to like, I don't know how AA works for alcoholics. I just know that it does. Like, it's not something that, you know, you can believe it or not, but a lot of people it's worked for and believe in it.
Right.
And the father-in-law is going to see how you've just, how you've grown and changed and developed and over this next year. And it's going to be very slow healing for him. But you do you. And when you're the best you, you can be, you're going to be showing him.
Yeah. The healing.
Right? Yeah. You're going to show him what the magic looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Keep a journal. That's... Write down notes. Take notes when magic happens for you.
Definitely take notes when
magic
happens.
Because it's going to start happening.
Yeah.
It's going to, you know, faster and sooner. As soon as you start opening up to it, it amplifies.
Yeah.
So.
I love that.
All right. Okay, Brittany. Happy healing.
Brittany, you're awesome. We love you.
Thank you
for finding us, and thank you for writing in. And to everyone else out there, we are so grateful for you, and we love you. If you have any questions, please let us know. We love doing this. This is why we started this. We want to answer your questions and be here for you and be a community in the psychic world and helping us all develop spiritually wherever we are. We're all beginners.
Yeah.
So we love you.
And you can send questions
to
allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com.
We're so good at that, Jules. And we have an Instagram,
allthingspsychicofficial. Yeah.
At Instagram.com.
Yes.
I don't know. We just love you. Like, everybody take care in the great awakening and moving into the fifth dimension and the conjunction happening on the 12th.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah.
It's so, always time to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Exactly. Oh, one huge message I want to impart. Let go of shame, fear, guilt, and anything in your past. That is the biggest message moving into the age of Aquarius. It does not serve you anymore. Let go of things that do not serve you.
Okay.
We need to move into positivity, and our vibration needs to be higher toward love, community.
And away from the less denser vibrations of fear.
Fear. Get away from fear. Get away from shame, guilt.
Turn that TV off, people.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, the things that we all make mistakes as humans. Every week we do something that we want to crucify ourselves over and let go of that. We're just human. I mean, that's why we're stuck on this planet. We're learning. It's a giant school. We're all souls in this together. And it's going to be a really beautiful experience if we can just move our vibration up to love and get rid of the shame, fear, guilt. Boom. It's hard. It's okay. No, I know. It's like, it's hard. Just like that. Boom. No, it's really hard to do.
Let us know how it goes for you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
That's it for today.
Bye.